Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body. Nutrition for your body. For your mind. For your mind. For your spirit. For your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well. Supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you on this Thursday edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. Always looking for those stories and studies that sometimes have an odd angle to them. And that will be the case today, too. You'll see in the opening. Welcome to the show. And if you're new to Let's Talk Nutrition, special welcome to you and the folks who have been listening on a regular basis for a long time. You know how I feel about your listenership. And thank you so much. Catch the show Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And online at letstalknutrition.com. Please click on Listen Live. And you can also call while I'm on the air at 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK. And toll free, anybody, any place, any time, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. Yesterday, I reported on a story that has made a lot of headlines, garnered a lot of attention, and that it was the story dealing with should parents lose custody of their obese children. And we had a number of folks call in yesterday and different points of view about that. Today, another nutritional story of a different sort. And I'm familiar with the locale in which this story takes place. It occurs in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. I grew up in the Pittsburgh area. Monroeville's right outside Pittsburgh. I have spent many hours in Monroeville. I grew up in Penn Hills and in another part of Pittsburgh. And in fact, when I was growing up, I was working in construction. In the summer times, summertime, and we had been hired to build the stone, do the masonry work in front of a bowling alley up there, which you think now is a car dealership. And that stepped on a spike, ended up getting blood poisoning. That's how I remember Monroeville, plus from many other more pleasant memories. But as it turns out, in Monroeville is a restaurant called McDane's. And the owner is Mike Vujicic. I think I'm pronouncing if my Slovak or whatever is correct here. And he's the owner. And here's what Big Mike sent. I saw an interview with him on TV being interviewed. And here's what he said. He sent out an email to his customers. And this is what he said. Beginning July 16th, 2011, can't make this up, McDane's restaurant will no longer admit children under 6 years of age. We feel that McDane's is not a place for young children, Mike said. Their volume can't be controlled, and many, many times they have disturbed our customers, end quote. Well, you know, you can imagine the response to this. He continued, Mr. Vujicic said, there may be restaurants that prefer to cater such things. Not here. Not here. Such things. We're talking about children under six. He's referring to children as such things. What are you talking about, Michael? What's the matter with you, man? And he goes on, let's see if I find some other choice quotes from this guy. There's one about, I'm paraphrasing. I can't remember the exact quote, but I remember from the interview he said something about children are the center of parents' universe, but they're not, but they may not be the center of the universe or some such quote. So apparently his business is a bar and restaurant. It's within the confines of the world's greatest driving range. Here's the quote, and he told this local reporters, he said, quote, "I've noticed there are certain parents who can't leave their children at home. You know, their child maybe as it should be, is the center of their universe, but they don't realize it's not the center of the universe," end quote. So he doesn't want any kids under six in his restaurant. Well, you know, there are at least two camps on this one. The people would say, yay for him. And, you know, I don't want to be eating my dinner or lunch or whatever with screaming kids. Send them down to Chuck E. Cheese, will you? Thank you very much. On the other hand, there are folks that say, wait a second now. What are we supposed to do? We're entitled to go out with our children. I don't know. I wonder what you think about that. So yesterday, talking about the nutritional story of obese children, parents losing custody of their obese children, which was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I saw it. In fact, turns out I saw an interview this morning or last evening with the physician that wrote the article in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and Dr. Ludwig. And so that has raised a lot of controversy as well. If nothing else, it brings attention to this very, very important story about obesity. I've been writing a series on it. Visit my website at letstalknutrition.com. Click on Resource Center, and you'll find my 10-part series in Health and Wellbeing Monthly. But always looking for, you know, this story about the kids not in the restaurant, sometimes people, when they're having their dinner, just don't want to be disturbed. I mean, it's part, you know, I understand that. But I also understand the other side of the argument, too. I mean, we were all children at one time, and, I mean, do you ban parents from bringing their kids with them into the restaurant? Now, if the kid's jumping up and down on the table, throwing the, the meal around and hitting people on the head with it, I would get upset at that. I mean, but, you know, now, the truth be told, there are some kids, and, you know, do you blame the children or do you put the responsibility on the parents? I mean, these kids are like they came out of some sort of juvenile delinquency facility. That's the way they carry on, honestly. Now, you have an infant that's a few months old, screaming and crying, dirty diaper, whatnot. I mean, what do you do? I mean, I don't know. If along the way during my conversation today with my guests, I have two of them today at the same time. I got to take on two of these guys at the same time from the same company. Can you imagine? Call 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK, toll free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. My guests are two good friends, I only kid, Jay Levy and Albert DeVore, and they're with Wackanag of America. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Welcome to the show. I'm going to bring you on in the first segment. So, Jay, where do you come down on this? Would you ban kids under six from the restaurant?
Oh, I don't think you can ban kids under six from the restaurant, but I do think it is absolutely the parents' responsibility to make sure that, you know, their kids are well behaved. I've got two lovely children, and we go out to dinner, and it's never a problem.
Yeah, they're older though, Jay.
That's true. That's true.
How about you, Albert?
That's a good question. I would have to agree with you. I mean, banning kids, that would be very sad, Doctor. I'd hate to have to see that happen.
Well, it's happening.
Well, is it any worse an adult acting like an idiot than a kid?
Well, if you get drunk in the bar, they throw you out. you know that, Jay.
Oh yeah, I know it. I know it well.
I love it when you're on, man. I just absolutely love it. And Jay brought his colleague with him, Albert. I'm very familiar with Alberto. And we're going to be talking about a very important topic today. And it won't be throwing kids out of restaurants or taking custody away from parents. Although these are important stories, we'll be looking into another arena of health and nutrition. You'll stay tuned. When we come back, we'll introduce the theme to you for today's show. Be right back.
Are you looking for an alternative or natural solution to heart disease? Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals may be the solution you've been looking for. Heart disease is a major threat to Americans. Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals contains high concentrations of EPA and DHA and is molecularly distilled for purity and contains no PCBs, heavy metals, or pesticides. The synergistic blend of purified fish oil provides an exceptionally high concentration of omega-3 fatty acids in combination with red yeast rice and CoQ10. Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals is formulated specifically to support normal cholesterol and triglyceride levels, promote healthy blood vessel function, and improve overall cardiovascular function. Diet and exercise are the first line of therapy for elevated LDL and TG levels. But in some people, diet and exercise is not enough. Call Nordic Naturals today at 1-800-787-7208 to get your free sample or nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life Formulas. Today, our bodies are exposed to more pollutants than ever before, including cigarette smoke and dangerous toxins like mercury. That's why herbal cleansing is the key to looking and feeling better every day. And now there are two new ways to give your body the support it needs. Smoker's Cleanse and Merc-Free Cleanse are two powerful internal cleansing formulas made with natural ingredients to support healthy detoxification. Cigarette smoke and air pollution surround us every day, which is why Smoker's Cleanse is made with select herbs to help detoxify the lungs and relieve stress. Do you like fish but worry about the effects of mercury? Merc-Free Cleanse helps to safely and effectively remove mercury from the body. Plus, added vitamins, minerals, and amino acids provide nourishment and antioxidant support. Look for Renew Life's new Smoker's Cleanse and Merc-Free Cleanse today at health food stores everywhere and discover the remarkable healing power of nature.
Remember hearing about sunshine vitamin D for healthy bones when you were a kid? Today, research shows there's much more to vitamin D than we ever realized. Vitamin D not only influences bone health, but it also supports your immune, cardiovascular, respiratory, and musculoskeletal systems. As a regulator of cellular health, vitamin D supports the progression of cells through their functionality and healthy renewal. Studies indicate most of us are not getting optimal levels of this super vitamin on a daily basis, placing us at risk for deficiencies. That's why your family should know about Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best. Best Vitamin D3 is the naturally occurring form of vitamin D and is much better utilized. This makes Best Vitamin D3 the preferred form of this crucial nutrient. Make sure you're getting enough of the Best Vitamin D. Ask for Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best because you deserve it.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, The Benefit of Nature's Wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back and welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. If you just tuned in, I'd like to welcome two new sponsors to Let's Talk Nutrition. Full Fast Appetite Control Spray. Talked about that a couple of weeks ago. That's by Clomwell Labs. Tune in. Stay tuned. They'll be back. We'll talk more about that particular entry into the arena of trying to help people lose weight and keep it off. And also, great company right here in Florida. A lot of great companies in Florida that are in the natural products industry. Bright Core Nutrition. Kim Bright will be with me, I believe, next week, my memory serves me. She's the founder, she founded Bright Core Nutrition. And they have a very interesting line of supplements, and it's wheatgrass juice supplements and green products, if you will. And we're going to learn more about that line and wheatgrass and Bright Core Nutrition. So stay tuned. Kim Bright, she'll be with me next Friday. And with me today is Jay Levy and Albert DeVore. Welcome back, guys. We're going to be, you know, Wakanaga of America, the company for whom you work. Albert, by the way, what is your title and what do you do? Jay told me you walk around the halls a lot, but.
my job is actually to make the coffee for Jay every morning. I'll tell you, it's cream and two sugars.
Is that right?
Every single morning.
Uh huh. So okay, no, I could use prison talk and say that you're his, but I won't say that.
No, actually, I work with Jay in sales and marketing. You know, my background is actually chemistry, so I have a background in kind of a science field, and just work, you know, with Jay and really trying to do a lot of education, you know, for consumers and retailers, you know, in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, Wakanaga of America, Albert, how many countries is Wakanaga of America in these days selling, for example, the aged kyolic extract?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we're now in 46 countries around the world, including the U.S., and we've got our kyolic, kyodophilus, kyogreen, I mean, all of our great portfolio of products in a total of 46 countries.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Wakanaga of America is literally globally renowned for the aged garlic extract that it makes, the kyolic. But today we may touch upon that at some point, but today we're going to talk about another important concept with the company in terms of dietary supplements and health, and that's probiotics. A lot of people may be surprised to know that there is an interesting history and narrative surrounding Wakanaga of America and probiotics. both of you can share that story, whoever wants to talk about that, both of you or whomever.
Yeah, go ahead, Albert.
Yeah, well, you know, from our Japan side, we've been making probiotics for over 90 years, so we actually have almost a century of experience making probiotics, and a lot of people don't know that. But we're one of the, you know, original fermentation companies in Japan, and, you know, we've had over 90 years of human usage of probiotics, you know, in a variety of channels.
That's interesting. And, a lot of people wouldn't know that. I'll bet you there are a lot of people listening to this show who take kyolic aged garlic extract and wouldn't know that. You say almost 90 years ago, and you...
Over 90 years, and, you know, our probiotics are made in a dedicated pharmaceutical facility that only makes probiotics. And in Japan, probiotics are regulated as a medicine, and our probiotics are sold in only the OTC and RX channels. And we're in about, I think, 30,000 hospitals and clinics in Japan, and we're, you know, obviously, in the U.S., we're dietary supplements, but in some countries, probiotics are actually regulated as a medicine, and some of those 46 countries that I told you about, actually, Kyodophilus is a medicine.
That's fascinating. How come you never said that, Jay, when you were on the show with me?
Oh, Doc, I've told you so many times, you just don't listen. That's a problem. You know, and that's the whole point. That's why I wanted to have Albert on the show.
Oh, this is great stuff.
Really smart, talented people around here, and I'm on the show every time, so I thought, hey, we better, you know, get somebody else the opportunity to get out there and educate.
Yeah, no, this is good. I mean, this is fascinating. And we in America, we take for granted, I mean, people can go into a health store, whether that be Vitamin Discount Center or their favorite health store, whatever it may be, and they see, you know, probiotics, and they go and they buy them. And turns out in Japan, You said that that product is sold as a pharmaceutical. It's regulated as a pharmaceutical and sold in 30 and used in 30,000 hospitals and clinics. That's fascinating stuff. I don't think you will find 30 hospitals or clinics where you'll find probiotics in the U.S. I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Why is that such? Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, it's interesting that you're talking about probiotics today because probably the single fastest growing category right now in the U.S. in the supplement industry for the last few years has been the probiotic category. It's experienced double digit growth. Obviously, the yogurt companies have been doing a lot to educate, you know, the importance of beneficial bacteria. And there's just been a lot of additional new products. There's more consumer awareness, a lot of growing professional acceptance. And we're seeing a lot more significant clinical research in just the last few years that demonstrate the probiotics are not only good for digestion and immune enhancement, which are probably 80-90% of the, you know, the known benefits, but also in a wide variety of other areas,
such as skin health.
We'll get into
all that. We'll talk about the health benefits garnered from or gleaned by taking probiotics. I will drill down heavy on that. But Jay, Albert mentioned something about the Wampanoag of America over 90 years ago, close to 100 years ago, is one of the original fermentation companies. Explain the connection between fermentation and the probiotics and why all that's important.
Yeah, well, once again, you know, it has nothing to do with the aging process and the aged garlic extract, right? This is a completely different process. But, you know, what I think is important to really understand here, once again, you know, in the U.S., the probiotic market is still in its infancy. You know, it's really been, the products have really just been available, you know, for like the last 40 years or so. Whereas, once again, in Japan, they've been taking them for over 100 years. And a little known statistic that I think is just mind-boggling is 40% of all probiotics sold in the world, 40% of all probiotics sold in the world are sold in Japan. So here's a culture that really understands the importance of maintaining proper intestinal health.
That's amazing. You took me by surprise with that. I've never heard that statistic before.
The beauty of probiotics is it's something that everybody needs and everybody can take.
Well, how is it, Albert or Jay, that in Japan they got dialed into this? If you know, we can explore that a little bit. And then you heard Albert mention fermentation. I was asking Jay, you know, what's that connection? We'll explain that. What does fermentation have to do with making probiotics? Turns out it becomes very critical. And today my guests are Jay Levy and Albert DeVore with Wampanoag of America. Two great guys. Really, they're the best in terms of knowing the industry, honesty, integrity, and they work for a great company, one of the best companies in the natural products industry, without a doubt. Highly respected, Wampanoag of America. We'll have them share a little bit about the company. It has a long storied tradition as well. Be back with Jay and Albert, Albert and Jay. Don't go away.
Are you eating your 3 to 5 recommended servings of vegetables each day? Would you like to take control of your health in a simple, convenient way and get all your core nutrients? Of course you would. The answer is Sweet Wheat. Replace your vitamin and mineral supplements and start fresh with Sweet Wheat. Sweet Wheat is gluten-free, non-GMO, and certified organic. It provides highly absorbable minerals, antioxidants, chlorophyll, vitamins, and enzymes. Sweet Wheat makes nutritional and economic sense, and it's convenient. One serving of Sweet Wheat costs less than 90 cents a day and equals the nutrients found in 5 servings of vegetables. Use Sweet Wheat every day and feel the difference in energy and your improved level of health. Start today. Call now, 888-227-9338. That's 888-227-9338. Or go to brightcorenutrition.com. Use code SWEET for a great deal. Also available in stores.
The French secret to younger skin is revealed. New Reservage Collagen Booster. Reservage Collagen Booster is an organic ageless skin regenerator from France. Finally, there's a natural, proven way to have your most youthful, radiant skin without surgery, needles, or toxins. To order, call 800-553-1896. That's 800-553-1896. Or order online at reservage.com. That's R-E-S-E-R-V-E-A-G-E.com. Reservage Organics, your source for preserving youth.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from real food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic. Aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol. Nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima. Pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas. Superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition. On the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back, second half of this first hour on Let's Talk Nutrition for today. Two friends of mine and colleagues, Jay Levy and Albert DeVore from Wakanog of America, great guys, work for a great company, as I mentioned, and know the industry inside and out. They have collectively, together, how many years of experience you two guys have together? It's got to be a bunch, right? 50? Close
not,
to it.
Not quite.
Not quite?
Not quite, yeah.
All right. Are you all both in California today?
Both in California, that's correct.
I have to ask you, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, this weekend, was it the I-405? Is it the 405?
If they're closing 405 and the Sepulveda Pass, that is correct.
Are you all going to be caught up in Carmageddon?
So you're aware of it, huh?
I am aware of Carmageddon.
we're about an hour south of it, so probably won't be too affected down here.
I mean, people are all upset about it.
Yeah, it's the main road through Los Angeles. They're closing down for 72 hours.
Yeah, they're taking out a bridge that goes over the 405, as I understand
That's correct. That is correct.
See, I know just as much about what's going on in your neighborhood as I do. And your response to that, why don't you get a life, then? Yeah, the 405, going to close that down. I was listening to that. People are all in a panic. I think they said about 500,000 cars travel that interstate over the weekend,
yep.
over weekend time, you know, Saturday, Sunday. That's a lot. How are they going to do this? I don't know, but what a mess. Nevertheless, that's a traffic constipation, but we have human constipation as well. And I guess probiotics would be one good thing to take for that. Talking to Jay and Albert about Wakanog of America, many of you might not know that they have been in the probiotic business for a long time. Albert, you mentioned something about one of the original fermentation companies, and Wakanog of America has been involved in making probiotics for close to 100 years. What does fermentation have to do with the manufacture of probiotics?
Well, you might know that, you know, fermentation is basically a simple process that's been used for ever since ancient cultures to preserve food. And, you know, ultimately, fermented foods are very well known to, you know, not only promote digestion but improve health. And countries that consume a lot of fermented foods obviously have been shown to, you know, have longer lifespans. But basically, fermentation with respect to probiotics, you know, lactic acid bacteria is what is converting milk into yogurt. And that fermentation process is what is going on with the conversion. And basically, that's how milk is changing state.
And the lactic acid bacteria actually helps preserve it and actually change some of its texture and structure and actually be, you know, provide additional, you know, benefits. So when I said fermentation, you know, that is what's going on in the manufacturing of probiotics. You know, what you're doing is you're fermenting or you're culturing the bacteria. What you're doing is, you know, in the case of, say, Caeodophilus, we have our master strains, which are proprietary strains, and they actually are cultured and concentrated to produce very pure, higher quantity potencies of these strains, which in the end result are, you know, in the product Caeodophilus. So that fermentation process is required to make, you know, live bacteria.
And that's what probiotics are. They're living bacteria, right?
They're living bacteria. They're colonizing all of us. A lot of people don't realize it's still probably to the average person, bacteria is thought of a negative thing. But if you realize how much good bacteria we have in our body, how important it is, how they're basically, you know, living in a symbiotic relationship, we need them as much as they need us. And they provide us a lot of benefits. You know, when they're healthy, we're healthy. And when we're unhealthy, we make them unhealthy. And that's, you know, a bad route to take.
Hmm. Well said, Jay. The it's not so easy to manufacture probiotics. I mean, to grow these bacteria. This all started almost 100 years ago with Wakanaga of America back in Japan, and you all were talking about how now at the facility, if we were to go to Japan, it's highly regulated by the government, I would guess, given what you said, that because they're sold as pharmaceuticals. You actually need a prescription to buy it then, right?
Well, no, they're available over the counter.
Oh,
but
yeah, okay.
It's still regulated as a medicine.
Oh, it's regulated as a medicine, but you can get, like, well, it's okay. It's like here in America. We can get meds over the OTCs.
Absolutely.
But it's regulated as a medicine. Now, the new facility that you built here in the States, you were talking about that. That is a pharmaceutical grade facility, is it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we manufacture, you know, our probiotics there. However, we're not doing any culturing out there.
All the culturing is done in Japan?
That is correct.
Boy.
You need to have a dedicated facility. If you're ever in Japan, doctor, it's something to behold. I mean, to be able to go visit this gigantic facility that basically does nothing but pharmaceutical grade live culturing of bacteria, and it's phenomenal. I mean, the size of the facility and the construction to actually, you know, do the fermentation process, it's quite complex. And, you know, we've basically been fortunate to have, you know, almost 100 years of experience in really perfecting the technique to produce really pure, you know, natural bacteria that's highly stable, highly uniform in the blend, and is, you know, pharmaceutical quality. So if you get a chance, I would highly recommend it, because it's
I wanted to ask Jay, have you been to the facility?
I have not seen that facility that Albert's talking about. No, I haven't.
Albert, have you been there?
I've been there several times.
Okay, I did mean to interrupt you, because that leaves an opportunity for Jay and I to be then invited.
That would be fantastic.
I would love to go to see it for myself. Go ahead, Albert. Finish your thought. You have seen it several times. You say it's pretty astounding, huh?
It's pretty astounding, just the process and the care that's taken. Because, you know, when you're dealing with live bacteria, you know, you have to be careful that you keep it as beneficial bacteria, that you're very careful in the culturing, that you always start off with your master strains, that you check the identification of the strain to make sure that the strains are not genetically modifying during the process.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, to make sure that quality is maintained from the starter strain through the fermentation and culturing process through, you know, the final stages of the fermentation, which is converted from this, you know, highly concentrated liquid bacteria culture into, you know, a uniform, standardized, stable powder form that can be put into a capsule or a tablet or another dosage.
And the Caeodophilus, is that a lot of people believe that all probiotics need to be refrigerated. Is the Caeodophilus a shelf-stable probiotic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, Albert brought it up a couple times, and you just mentioned, Doc, that stability is really the key to these products. And once again, I mean, this is just common sense. If you have to refrigerate something, that means it's unstable. So any probiotics that are in a refrigerator, they're unstable. That's why you refrigerate foods to you know, keep them fresh and you know, keep
them interesting
stable.
Point. That's an interesting point. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, and to add to Jay's point, you know, heat and moisture are enemies of probiotics. Moisture is the number one enemy of probiotics. And I tell people, even if they don't buy Chiodophilus and they go buy another product, if it requires refrigeration, I actually tell them to take it out in the morning, take it out at night and leave it out overnight so it cools down to room temperature, and to open it in the morning and then put it back in the fridge, because, as Jay mentioned, I mean, it requires refrigeration to keep it stable. But what happens is when you open a cold bottle, you have a temperature gradient between, you know, the ambient room temperature and the cold bottle, and you get, you know, a lot of increased moisture.
I see.
So I tell people that it's not really convenient, but, you know, if they want to buy another product and it requires refrigeration, it's better for them to.
Okay. We'll be right back. Lot to learn here. Boy, probiotics, a little complicated, but very healthy.
What better way to begin the new year than to stock up on the exclusively natural, plant-based Vega Whole Food Health Optimizer? An instant one-stop meal made exclusively from plant-based whole foods, Vega is packed with complete protein, fiber, omega-3s and 6s, antioxidants, probiotics, and meets the 100% recommended daily intake of vitamins and minerals. Formulated by Brendan Brazier, vegan, professional Ironman triathlete, and author, Vega Whole Food Health Optimizer promotes optimal health and increases energy and stamina. Visit myvega.com for complete nutritional information. That's myvega.com. Let Vega jumpstart your new year. Whole food goodness with fast food convenience. Available at health food stores in your area.
Are you eating your 3 to 5 recommended servings of vegetables each day? Would you like to take control of your health in a simple, convenient way and get all your core nutrients? Of course you would. The answer is Sweet Wheat. Replace your vitamin and mineral supplements and start fresh with Sweet Wheat. Sweet Wheat is gluten-free, non-GMO, and certified organic. It provides highly absorbable minerals, antioxidants, chlorophyll, vitamins, and enzymes. Sweet Wheat makes nutritional and economic sense, and it's convenient. One serving of Sweet Wheat costs less than 90 cents a day and equals the nutrients found in 5 servings of vegetables. Use Sweet Wheat every day and feel the difference in energy and your improved level of health. Start today. Call now, 888-227-9338. That's 888-227-9338. Or go to brightcorenutrition.com. Use code SWEET for a great deal. Also available in stores.
The French secret to younger skin is revealed. New Reservage Collagen Booster. Reservage Collagen Booster is an organic ageless skin regenerator from France. Finally, there's a natural, proven way to have your most youthful, radiant skin without surgery, needles, or toxins. To order, call 800-553-1896. That's 800-553-1896. Or order online at reservage.com. That's reservage.com. Reservage Organics, your source for preserving youth.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from real food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Brightcore Nutrition, makers of Sweet Wheat, Full Fast, Appetite Control Spray, Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition, Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace, Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health, Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health, Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Nutrition. My guests today are Jay Levy and Albert DeBoer from Wakanaga of America. We're talking about probiotics. There's a very interesting insights here about probiotics. Many of you may not realize that Wakanaga of America has a long, decades, almost 100 years worth of experience in with probiotics and the manufacture of probiotics. And learned today that they are regulated as a medicine in Japan, sold over the counter, OTC, you don't need a prescription, but that's how they're regulated or manufactured. You got to have those kinds of, got to go, jump through those hoops. And probiotics used in 30,000 hospitals and clinics in Japan. And Jay mentioned that 40% of all probiotics sold in the world,
that is correct,
are sold in Japan. That's amazing. The trend for probiotics really did start in Japan, didn't it? And spread to the Asia Pacific, and then to European nations, and then to the U.S. I think that's sort of how it went.
That's exactly correct. It's exactly correct. Mm-hmm. You know, Doc, it's one of those things too. It's fortunate or unfortunate, you know, that Kyolic is such a well-known brand and what we're known for, and it's unfortunate for Kyodophilus because it's really, I mean, we're one of the top probiotic manufacturers in the world, but we're known for Kyolic aged garlic extract, and it's kind of unfortunate for this super high-quality probiotic that we manufacture.
It's sort of a paradox. You're sort of hampered by your own success. It's crazy, isn't it?
That's exactly correct.
Yeah. Albert, if Jay and I were to visit that facility, where is it located in Japan?
How come you're not including me in that visit? Just you.
Well, I'm assuming that you were going to escort us, man. Jay and I can't find our way down the hall. You're going to drop us in Tokyo someplace. We're going to get lost. I can tell you that right now. Where is the facility?
The facility is in Kobe, Japan.
Oh, Kobe.
Kobe in the southern part of Japan.
Okay.
I would say if you're gonna go there, the springtime is probably the most beautiful time. That's when the cherry trees are in full blossom and the weather is just fantastic. Right now it's very hot and humid in Japan, but mm-hmm. spring is probably the perfect season.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. You have an interest in going there, Jay?
Sure. Anytime.
All right. Well, you work for the outfit. I don't have much. You have more pool than I do. I'd love to see. I have never been to a plant where they make probiotics. I've never experienced that. I would like to learn more about that, given its importance for this show, and given its importance to the health of people. And that's what the show is all about: trying to give people choices and educate and inform. The more educated and informed I get, you know, I guess the better off for the listener. My own, you know, limitations notwithstanding, the Kyodophilus. Is it just one Kyodophilus? Are there spin-offs on this, like you have with the aged garlic extract, or is it just Kyodophilus and that's it?
Well, we've actually got the original friendly trio, the three strains of Elgaseri, B. bifidum, B. longum, and that's the main product. And you know what we haven't really spoken about yet, but I think it's extremely important. Once again, we did touch on it, is stability. And with the regular Kyodophilus product, we've actually got 6-year stability data, meaning the product, you know, we only guarantee 4 years expiry on the product, but we actually have 6-year stability data that this product is that stable, which you know, is just unheard of in the probiotics category. Most products, you know, once again, because they have to be refrigerated, they say, stable at time of manufacture.
And you guarantee stability for 4 years of that product, but you have 6-year stability data on the Kyodophilus.
That is correct.
Meaning you wouldn't have to refrigerate that for 6 years.
Don't have to refrigerate it at all? Yeah.
The advantage of shelf-stable probiotics also is that they're portable, so it's convenient. You can take it to work. You can take it when you travel. And, you know, usually, when you travel, some of the water and a lot of the, say foreign countries, or even in some places in the U.S., you've got to be careful with the water. So
shelf stability is very helpful, allowing you to really take your probiotics with you, especially with Caidophilus.
Albert, you've traveled around the world more than I have. And this is a question I wanted to ask somebody. Now I got you, and since you're so well traveled, I know you've traveled a lot. When you're going through customs and you have supplements, what happens?
As long as they're not liquid supplements, I've never had a problem. I always travel with Kyolic and Caidophilus, and you know, with Caidophilus and you know, most of the probiotic products out there on the market, you've got white powder, you know, in a capsule. So I always get, you know, I've even been to Colombia, you know, and I always worry taking my Caidophilus, you know, this white powder and capsules into Colombia, but never had a problem. Nobody's ever questioned, you know, my supplements.
Does the bottle have to be sealed, or can you have, first of all, does it have to be in a bottle? Could it, I like to put my supplements in a plastic bag. Do the supplements have to be in a bottle when you're traveling overseas or, you know, traveling around the world?
I don't think so. I just keep them in the original bottles just for, you know, less issues. But I don't see why putting them in a plastic bag would be a problem. Some supplements are very moisture sensitive, so if you're going to consume them in a few days, it probably won't be a problem. But if you go to countries where you have very high humidity, like Southeast Asia, South America, South Florida can get very humid. But I would say that, you know, putting them into some kind of bottle would be better just to protect them from moisture.
I wouldn't have a suitcase big enough to carry all the bottles. That's the problem. They would probably pull me off to the side and say, "What do you got here?" I have so many bottles. Thanks for sharing that. I wanted to ask somebody that question for a long time because I have not. I mean, I've been to Europe, and I have taken my supplements, but I always took them in a bottle. I wanted to see what your experience was, and probably should call the TSA and ask them about that if I were to travel to Europe. But you never know. Jay and I you may just somehow have an opportunity to escort Jay and me to the plant in Japan. I would love to see it. I don't know if that'll happen, but I'm sort of making the overture. You get the point. And Jay Levy and Albert DeVore are with me today, and we're going to continue our conversation about probiotics, learning a lot, things I did not know about probiotics, and in particular the Caidophilus. Turns out Wakanaga of America, you probably know them for aged garlic extract, one of the leading manufacturers of probiotics, and have been doing it for nearly a century. Boy, who knew? We'll be back in the second hour, and invite you to come back if you can't. Thanks for staying with me in this first hour. And I'm with you Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern and online at letstalknutrition.com. Click on Listen Live and take Caidophilus, the great probiotic product. Why? Because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. See you in the second hour.
Exclusively from Natural Factors.
I'm Dr. Michael Murray. I'm very excited to have the opportunity to talk with you about PGX, a truly revolutionary natural product that works perfectly to help get at the core issues that make weight loss so difficult. PGX is a clinically proven way to help people to achieve their ideal body weight that is safe and natural. PGX leads to a dramatic reduction in the glycemic index of any food or meal. It also ultimately causes the release of compounds that achieve two important goals in weight loss. One, telling your brain that you're satisfied so you eat less, and two, improving the action of the hormone insulin. If you've ever tried to lose weight and failed, it's not your fault. You just need the tremendous support that PGX can provide. For more information on making your weight loss dream a near effortless reality, please go to pgx.com.
Nordic Naturals Arctic Decod Liver Oil is the easiest way to give yourself a sunny day from the inside out. Nordic Naturals Arctic Decod Liver Oil is like liquid sunshine for your body. That's because it's full of vitamin D, which primarily comes from sunshine. And like the sun, Arctic D supports a variety of important body functions and have shown to improve calcium absorption, promote strong bones, and and may reduce PMS symptoms, and is instrumental in preventing SAD, seasonal affective disorder, a form of depression caused by reduced exposure to sunshine. Arctic Decod Liver Oil also provides 1,260 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids to help balance mood and keep your joints and heart healthy. Arctic D by Nordic Naturals has the highest level of omega-3 per milligram of any cod liver oil and is three times fresher than the competition. Call 1-800-787-7208 today to get a free sample or visit www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.